if it did last.
Probably around July and August are the biggest months.
Mm-hmm.
And on all the holidays, you know, during the summer, it's just unreal.
I guess the residents have gotten used to it by now, but don't bother.
It's getting worse. I mean, you can see it getting worse every year.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic gets real bad and everything. But I still love it. I think I'll always live there.
Yeah. Have you ever had any kind of vacation job during the summer down there?
Worked up until last year. I worked for my dad in clearing land and stuff like that. We own a campground, and I worked there. But last year, I ran a restaurant that we own.
Yeah.
So I managed it.
Is there a lot of construction going on down there, like hotels?
Yes, sir. Right now we got about 3 condominiums and 2 motels going up.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the time, something. New shopping center.
You don't have
any
down there, do you? That are in the motel business? I don't know
Kathy,
do you, from Gulf Shores?
Is she from Gulf Shores?
Yeah.
Kathy Grant. I don't think so.
The only reason I was asking is my brother's fiancée. I thought you might know her.
I might know her, but you know, I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't picture her in my mind right now.
Okay. You're talking about your house. Do you have a particular room in the house that, you know, you've used to entertain company, something like that?
Mm-hmm. In the living room.
Yeah. Have you ever called anything else? Have you ever heard anybody call it anything else?
I don't know. You know, as long as the living room, den, it's different things to different people, playroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people might call what you would call the living room the den.
Yes. Well, you know, I guess you'd think that the living room would be more formal than a den. But.
Have you ever heard anybody call it the parlor? Anybody in your family?
No, sir.
Okay. Is that your house, the house that you're living in, is this a frame, brick, or what?
It's wood. It's built on the beach. And it's 100% wood. I mean, everything's wood, outside and interior.
Yeah. Is it the type of house with the high ceiling rooms, that sort of thing?
No, sir. It's, you know, it's just got regular ceilings.
Mm-hmm. About how much would you say,
probably 850.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about fireplaces? You got those in the house?
Yes, sir.
Do they actually function, or are they just...
Yeah, they're real fireplaces.
Mm-hmm. You ever built a fire in one?
Yes, sir. Many a time.
Yeah. Well, tell me how you would build a fire.
I'll just go out and get some lighter wood and get some oak or something, you know, and put it in there and put some paper and stuff in the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Light a match and stick it through it.
Yeah. That, the big piece of wood that burns a long time, do you have any special name for it?
What? Like kindling?
Or well, that's what you use to start it.
The lighter.
Yeah. It'll burn real quick.
No, just oak.
Well, what would you call a big piece of wood, you know, that's cut round, you know, and you just say...
Log.
Yeah. All right. Have you ever heard that, anybody call that big log that burns a long time a back log or back stick?
No, sir.
Okay. What about a thing that smoke goes up through? That'd be the...
Chimney?
Yeah. Would you call that anything different, say, if it was one of these tall things at a factory?
Call it a... Wait, I'm trying to think. The smokestack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the open place right in front of the fireplace?